We would like to speak something about Radhanam and Radhaguna, the name and qualities of Srimati Radharani. Our Goswamis in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, they have made very unique contributions to the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. We see there's one lila where Krishna, when he was young in Nandagram, Nanda Maharaj engaged Bhagwari Rishi to give Narayan mantra to Krishna. So every morning at Pratakal, after Krishna takes his bath at about 7 o'clock in the morning, Yashoda calls him, "Hey Kaniya, hey Gopal, go to your bhajan kutir, go to your bhajan kutir and chant your mantra, do your mantra smaran, your anik." So Krishna goes to his bhajan kutir. It's actually a meditation room inside of the palace of Nanda Baba in Nandagram, and he sits down to chant his Narayan mantra. Very straight, he does Achman. He remembers Bhagwari Rishi, his guru. He remembers his Ishta, Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan. Then he starts. But when he starts chanting, the only word that comes out of Krishna's mouth is Radhe 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 Radhe. And his mind and his meditation goes completely to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And he absorbs himself in Radharani's beauty and sweetness of her love and all the wonderful ecstatic pastimes that he shares with her. So this Krishna, we're chanting Krishna's name and we're hankering for Krishna, but that Bhagavan, that Sri Krishna Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan, he's chanting Radharani Nam and he's hankering for Radharani. And this is the unique contribution of the Gaudiya Sampradaya, that they show the superior position of Radharani. If we analyze the qualities of Radharani given to us in Nectar Devotion, Rupa Goswami, he lists 25 qualities. And these can be broken up into physical characteristics or qualities, and mental characteristics, verbal, and then dealings with other people. There's four different groups of Radharani's qualities. But the final quality of Srimati Radharani is that she fully controls Krishna. Not only does she fully control Krishna, but she's more powerful than Krishna, and she's more beautiful than Krishna. So someone said, "Hey, wait a minute, I thought Krishna, we heard the verse quoted, aham sarvasya bhavavo, from me everything comes, I am the source of all power, energy." But our Goswamis, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they're bringing out this point very specially, because it means a lot to us. The difference between a Gaudiya Vaishnava and all the other Vaishnavas hinges on this basic principle of Siddhanta, the superiority of Radharani and the worship and service of Radharani. So this quality, how Radharani controls, she's not only more powerful, she's more beautiful than Krishna. One time, Krishna came up to Radharani, he said, "Hey Priyaji, I want to wrestle with you. I want to wrestle, you know, wrestling." Radharani said, "All right, I'll wrestle with you. Are you ready? I accept your challenge." Then Radharani tucked up her sari, she pulled up her sari, and she prepared to wrestle Krishna. That's what they do. Mustika and Chanwara, they slap their arms, they slap their muscles. Of course, there's nothing here, but can't hear anything. So Radharani went like this, and then she wrestled with Krishna. And what happened? She defeated him. Why? Because she's more powerful than Krishna. And then we see when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, everyone says, "Giridhari, Giridhari, Govardhan Nath." But how was he able to lift Govardhan Hill? Krishna could only lift Govardhan Hill because Srimati Radharani was standing in front of him, and he was drawing all the power from Radharani. Because one cannot do anything without power, energy, potency. So Sarva Shakti Mayi is that Srimati Radharani. She is the source. She is the Adhishthani Devi. She is the source of all the powers of Krishna. So he's standing there, but he's getting all the power. So actually, Krishna did not. We go to Vaishnavas, we don't think Giridhari. We think Radharani with the Govardhan Hill. This is a fact. Because Krishna without power is nothing. And he's more. We know that Radharani is more beautiful. She even has the name Madan Mohan Mohini. When Krishna, he's controlled by Radharani so much by her beauty. And then we see, it's also told, the Acharyas are telling, that Krishna is known as Jagat Guru. Acharya Mambi Janiyam. You should know that the Acharya is me in Uddhava Gita. That the Acharya is me, that I am the Jagat Guru. I am the Guru of the whole universe. But yet we see that Krishna says, "Ami Shishya. Ami Radhika Shishya. Prem Guru."
that Radharani is my supreme guru. So the guru of all gurus, who gives power to all the gurus, is Krishna. He's the Adi Guru, but the Adi Guru has to submit at the lotus feet of Radharani. Oh Swamini, oh Priyaji, please teach me this science, this art of praying. How do you make my heart dance so? How do you melt my mind so? Please, I'm your shishya. I am your shishya, your disciple. So this Radharani, she shows also here that she's controlling Krishna. So this quality is given a name, because when you study the Sakis, you'll see they have particular bhavas, predominating emotions towards Krishna. And the Acharyas have analyzed those as the eight. There's eight kinds of Nayaka, called Nayaka Bhav, or heroine. Hero and heroine. Nayaka and Nayaka. So Radharani's particular Bhav is called Swadina Bhartrika. Bhartrika, Swadina Bhartrika means she fully controls Krishna. She controls Krishna by her beauty, with her name, with her form, with her pastimes, and all of her sevas. She fully controls Krishna. And we see Vishakasaki, she's born also today, the same day, the same moment practically, and just nearby Radharani. She also has this bhava, this Swadina Bhartrika mood of controlling Krishna. So there's unlimited pastimes where Radharani is controlling Krishna. Now this is very significant, because in every other sampradaya, Nimbark sampradaya, or any other Vaishnava sampradaya, you will see that the Nayaka, the heroine, she waits for the hero. The Nayaka waits for the Nayak. You read anything from Nimbarka sampradaya about Saki Bhav or anything, you'll read that the heroine, the Saki, will wait in the kunj for Krishna to come. And then she exhibits different kinds of eagerness. But the Goswamis, our Sadhu Goswamis, they show that actually, why should Radharani wait for Krishna? Why should Radharani search for Krishna? Why should Radharani cry for Krishna and roll on the ground in the separation? In fact, in one kalpa, Radharani left the rasa dance, and Krishna went searching for Radharani. He was searching along the banks. He was chanting Radharani's name, Radharani kaha, Radhika kaha, where are you? Then he came to a place called Imlitala, and he sat under the tamarind tree, and he started thinking of Radharani, and he was chanting, Radhe, 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 please come, where are you? And then he took his flute. Krishna played his murali, and in the murali he sent out the name of Radharani, Radhika, 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 Radhika. Please come, I cannot live without you. I can't maintain myself, please come. And as Krishna became more and more absorbed in Radharani's name and form and wonderful qualities, his bluish sham body became completely golden, gaurangi. His form was Krishna, but his color was Radharani, golden color. So after some time, when Radharani heard the flute calling, Radhika, 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 then she came to that Imlitala tree, and she saw, oh, this is my Swami, my Priyatam. Hey, Shamsundar, you're golden. What is this? And she came next to him, and she said, and she whispered in his ear, Sham? Sham? And then he opened his eyes, and she realized, this is Sham with a golden color. And then Krishna said, and she was amazed, what is this color? And Shyam said, yes, I am so much thinking of you, I became you. And this is the first appearance of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared at Imlitala. And later, of course, that was his favorite place. When Lord Gauranga would come to Vrindavan, he would always stay under Imlitala, immersed in this Leela. So Ujjwala Nilamani explains, he has different quotes about how Radharani controls Krishna. One is, Krishna comes to Radharani and says, here, Radhika, here are the flowers I collected for you. Here are the gunjamal I collected for you. Here are the peacock feathers that I collected for you. I'm your menial servant. Is there anything else that you want me to do? So in this way, we see so many ways Krishna is being controlled by Radharani. And the Goswamis, they bring this out that the followers, the Rupanuga Sampradaya, the followers of Rupa Goswami, which is us, at least we're trying to, the followers of Rupa Goswami, we want to always see that Krishna is serving Radharani. We want to always see that Krishna is superior to Radharani. We see in the Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto, that the gopis are fearing to hold, as we heard, the gopis are fearing to hold Krishna's tender soft feet on their breast, that their breast might be too hard and scratch or hurt his tender feet. But actually we see something different. And then we also see in the Bhagavatam, this is what all the sampradayas bring out, that Radhika and the Sakis at one rasa dance, they're all searching for Krishna. They're asking the trees, they're asking Yamuna, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? But Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das, the Goswamis, we don't want to see this. We don't want to see. We want to see this pastime I mentioned, Imlita. Krishna is searching for Radharani. Where is my Radhika? And why should our Radharani roll on the ground in separation from Krishna? Why should she cry her eyes out in separation? Why should she feel so much pain of separation? She shouldn't feel. So in our sampradaya, unlike any other sampradaya, the Nayaka waits for the Nayaka. The Nayak waits for the Nayaka. The hero waits for the Sakhi. Only in the Gaudiya Sampradaya you'll have Krishna waits in the Kunj for Radharani. And he exhibits a particular bhava at that time. It's called Utkantita. Utkantita bhava. Utkantita bhava means great eagerness. Great eagerness. Utkant. His neck is extended. And he's inside the Kunj, and Krishna personally makes a beautiful flower bed for Srimati Radharani. And then he strings so many nice garlands to put in her hair when she comes there, like a tringar bhat. But he's waiting. Where is Radharani? And he's burning in anxiety. He's burning in the fire of separation from Radharani. And he's calling out her name, Radhe, Radhe. So sometimes he goes outside the Kunj, then inside, then outside and inside. Just like if someone is eagerly waiting for a friend to come to their house, we will sometimes go outside the house. Oh, is their car coming? Is something? Or they're listening, they know the sound of their car or whatever. So when Krishna goes back into Kunj, he's listening and he hears the trees rustling. Oh, that's Radharani's ankle bells. She's come. And he runs outside with great enthusiasm and expectation. But Radharani's not there. And then he starts crying and he's rolling on the ground. Oh, where is Radharani? And then he has to call Subal. He says, hey Subal, I'm about to leave my body. I can't meet Radharani. She's delayed. She's meeting obstacles. She can't come. Hey Subal, please go and beg Lalita and Vishaka and Rupa Manjari, beg them to bring Radharani before I leave my body. So this is our Krishna. This is our Radharani. That Krishna is begging at her lotus feet. One time when Radharani was in Man, because when Radharani is showing a loving contrary mood, a mood of loving contrariness or opposition to Krishna, then she fully exhibits this 25th quality. Her 25th quality is this Swadina Bhartrika, the ability to fully control Krishna by her love and the intimacy of her dealings. So Krishna, he's thinking how to break Radharani's mind, how to get her to give up this anger and again meet with me and associate with me and give me her love. So then the Sakhis say, hey Sham, you have to disguise yourself. You have to disguise yourself as the daughter of a barber, a barber's daughter. Now we have a term, Suchi. Suchi means very clean. Suchi nam shinatam gehe. The one will take birth in a Brahmin family, aristocratic family. So Suchi means Brahmin, clean. So the opposite of Suchi is Muchi. Muchi means dirty, filthy, contaminated. So the barber is considered Muchi. Why? Why Muchi? Because cutting hair and nails and all these things, massage, is all bodily contamination, all these parts, dead hair and whatnot. So here Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's taking the role of a Muchi, a barber's daughter. And he dresses, he disguises himself very beautifully. He becomes Sham Sakhi. He has a little box with a little thing for cleaning the ears and some oils for massage and some clippers and some brush. Everything to do the work. So then Krishna comes to meet with Radhika and Javad. And then they introduce, oh, this is one Sakhi. And then she says, what is her name? And Krishna says, my name is Navina. Navina Sakhi. The word Navina, I think, means new. It just means new. So it wasn't a very creative name. He said, oh, my name is Navina. Navina Sakhi. I'm a new one. I'm a new one here. Because he had never been there before. I mean, in this garb at this time. So then, and what is your work? Oh, I'm a barber's daughter. I'm very expert hair grooming, cutting nails, painting feet. I'm very expert. You, any service for me? Wait, 1 minute. Hey, Swami. Hey, Priyaji. Hey, Shamju. There's one barber's daughter here, Narina Sakhi. She wants to do some charm seva, altar seva. Well, yeah, I bring her in. So then, Narina Sakhi, with Krishna in disguise, he goes there with his little boxing kit. And Radharani says, maybe you paint some altar, some lac dye on my feet. That would be very nice. So Radharani's sitting on a beautiful throne, very beautiful golden throne inlaid with so many jewels. And Lita Sakhi is fanning her with chamara, and Vishaka is offering some tambul, and she's just reigning like the queen. And then This barber's daughter, Navina Sakhi, comes and sits on the floor at her feet. Sits at the Supreme Lord of Lords, God of Gods. He sits at her feet, and he takes Radharani's feet, and he starts very carefully and softly and gently painting Radharani's feet with alta, this red like dye. Although her feet are naturally red in fragrance, this lends more fragrance and color. So as Krishna, or Navina Sakhi, is painting Radharani's feet, he starts thinking, and he remembers one verse from Padma Puran, one shloka. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Nitya Purna Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Binatvam Nama Namano. So he remembers this verse and he thinks, Acha, Binatvam Nama Namano. There's no difference between the name of Krishna and the form. So if I'm painting Radharani's feet, if I paint the name Shyam on the bottom of Radharani's feet, then my name and me are not different, so I will get to reside on Radharani's feet. I will get to live on the bottom of Radharani's feet. And this is the perfection of life. I couldn't ask for more. Day and night, inside the house and outside, in a relative's house, or in the clunge, or in Varasana, anywhere, I'll be with Radharani. Because there's no difference between my name and my form. Binatvam Nama Namano. So then Shyam starts painting very nicely. Shyam, Shyam, Shyam. Then Radharani, she looks down and sees that. Hare, what is this? She says, Lalita, look. Lalita says, oh, I think he's writing some name, Shama or something, some Sakhi's name. Radharani says, no. He's not writing Shama, he's writing Shyam. And this is, hey, what are you doing? Stop this. And then as he was writing his name, and Krishna was meditating, oh, my name is here. Now I'm finally attaining the goal of my life, Radhacharan. I'm going to be forever fixed to Radharani's darshan, touch. And then became an ecstasy. Oh, I'm in touch with Radharani's feet. I'm here. I'm residing here in the form of my Nam Rup. Then he started trembling. Krishna's mind was trembling, and his heart was trembling, and his hand was trembling. Then he started making a mess. And sloppy job. And Radharani said, hey, he's A, Navina Sakhi, and she became a little angry. You don't know how to do this. And she kicked that Sakhi. And Radharani's feet came right on Krishna's chest, like an ornament. And this 2 feet of Radharani, the beautiful red alta on this beautiful sky blue, this monsoon blue chest. So beautiful. So here we see that Krishna is taking the feet of Radharani on his chest. And even sometimes, Jayadeva Goswami, he admitted, when he was writing one shloka, he was afraid. How can I say this? How can I say that the Supreme is a servant of his devotees? So he took bath, and while he took bath, Krishna disguised himself as Jayadeva, and then he wrote in beautiful handwriting, Dehi Parapalava Mudaram. Krishna is saying, Dehi, hey Dhanandehi, hey Radhika, Jayadeva Goswami and Gita Govinda is saying, Radharani, Krishna is coming to Radharani saying, hey Radharani, please give me your feet. Please give me your lotus feet. I want to put them udaram, atop them. I want to put them on the top of my head. This will be my crown, my ornament, my bhushana, is your feet. So, in so many pastimes, the followers of Rupa Goswami, they want the Sakhis, the Mandris, and those in the line of Rupa Mandri, Rupa Goswami, they want to see that Krishna is serving Radharani. In the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, there's a verse describing the relationship between Krishna and Radharani. And the word there is used, Maya Migram, Maya Mrigam. Maya means energy and Mriga. Mriga means deer, or sometimes it means animal. So in the commentaries, they explain that Maya represents Yoga Maya, or the internal potency, Nadini Shakti, Srimati Radharani. And Mriga represents animal. But not ordinary Mriga, Krita Mriga. Krita Mriga means a playful animal. So just like a young, beautiful girl will sometimes have some stuffed animals, she'll have some dolls or some stuffed animals and she'll play with them or play with those dolls. In the same way, Maya Krita Mriga, Radharani is that young, beautiful girl, and Krishna is just like a toy animal. It's just like a toy doll in the hands of Radharani. It's explained that Krishna is running everywhere in Vrindavan. He's running with the cows, he's running behind his mother, only under the control of Radharani. The Radharani is tightly controlling Krishna by her love. That's why Krishna doesn't take a step out of Vrindavan, because he can't. Radharani is controlling him with her love. We see that, of course, someone might challenge, this is an inferiority. How is the Supreme conquered by his devotee? But actually, this is a superiority of the gopi's praying. This is a speciality of Radharani's love, which is unique in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, the presentation and the emphasis. The superiority is that the goal of life, our goal of life is not Krishna. Our goal of life is Krishna praying. So we see that this is a superiority, that Krishna praying is so great that Krishna himself, he becomes controlled by it. He becomes thirsty for it. Several times in the lecture was mentioned, Atmaram. So Krishna in Bhagavatam, he's mentioned as, he's described as Atmaram. He's self-satisfied. And it's also described Aptakam. Aptakam means that he's fulfilled all within himself. He has no desire to fulfill. But yet, this Aptakam Krishna and Aptaram Krishna, he has a desire. He's thirsty. He's hungry for the prema of his devotees, especially the prema of Radharani. We see in Braja, he becomes so thirsty, he becomes desire. How is it? You said he's Aptakam. All the sampradayas, everyone, they declare Krishna is superior to Radharani. They always say that. Krishna is superior to his energy. Vishnu is superior to Lakshmi, or Narayan, or Brahma Sita. But here in Braj, we see something different. We see the reality that Mahaprabhu is broadcasting is that Radharani is superior and Krishna is her servitor. So in this thirst, Krishna has, he's thirsty for the prema of the Braja-vasis. Just like when he sees Mother Yashoda, he's so thirsty for her love, he runs. He runs to Mother Yashoda and jumps on her lap and takes her breast in his hands and starts drinking her breast milk because of his love. Then if he sees Nanda Baba, it's so much vatsalya and a tender affection coming from Nanda Baba, he runs and goes over there. He jumps on Nanda Baba's lap. And Nanda Baba smells his head and embraces him and kisses him. And then Nanda Baba gives him a laddu. And he's very happy. But then he hears the horns, the singa. Ah, ah, ah. He hears the horns of the coward boys, the suckers. And he looks out the window and they say, hey, Balaram's coming. Shidam, Subham, Madamangal, all the cows are coming. Then Krishna says, oh, forget this. And he runs out the door, thirsty to taste the sucky rats of his loving servitors, his coward boys. So this is our Krishna. Then in Vrindavan, he is not Aptakam, he has so much desires. What to speak of when he meets the gopis? How much satisfaction and happiness Krishna gets when he meets the gopis. What to speak of Radharani? When Krishna comes on the footpath and he sees Radharani, just Radharani is, her head is covered and she glances with a sidelong glance from her lotus eyes and Krishna catches the arrow of her glance. What happens? He becomes completely controlled. Mukut and peacock feather fall from his head. His yellow pitambara, his dhoti starts to slip off his body and his flute drops to the ground. And he starts to tremble. Just from a sidelong glance of Krishna, I mean Radharani. So this is the Radharani that we worship, that she's fully in control, and Krishna is her humble servitor. When Tulsidas' name was also mentioned, Tulsidas came to Vrindavan 500 years ago, and he was amazed. He said, what is this? Everywhere I go Nandagram, Varsana, Gokul, Mathura, Vishramghat, Kamyavan, everywhere I go, everyone is simply chanting Radhe, 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 Radhe. But wait a minute, where am I? I saw the sign that it says Krishna Janmastan. This place, Vrindavan, Vrajabhumi, Vrajamandal, is famous as the birthplace of Krishna. And it is famous for the immortal transcendental pastimes of Krishna. But nobody chants Krishna's name here. What is this? If I go to Ayodhya, to my Priyadam, where my Lord is worshipped, my Lord Ram, this is Tulsidas speaking, everyone there is chanting Sitaram, Sitaram, Sitaram. Or at best they chant Jai Shri Ram, Jai Shri Ram. But nobody just chants Sita, 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 Sita. And not only that, but I've traveled all over India. I've been to Char Dham. I've been to Puri and Dwarka and Badri. And all they chant there is Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Badri Vishal, Jai Dwarkadish, Jai Badri Vishal. And I go to South India, they chant Jai Vishnu, Jai Sri Vishnu, Jai Sri Krishna. Maybe they chant Lakshmi Narayan. Everywhere in India, at all the Char Dhams, at every holy place, at every place in India, all the holy dhams, they always chant the name of Bhagavan Krishna, Vishnu Narayan, Ram. And sometimes they chant his name connected with his energy. His Swarup Shakti, Sita Ram, Lakshmi Narayan, Lakshmi Vishnu, like this. But here in Vrindavan, this is extraordinary. This is the only place, not only in this earth planet, but the whole universe, where the queen of Vrindavan is Radharani. In fact, in Padma Puran, Krishna tells, he says, I am living in Vrindavan, but I have given this Vrindavan to Srimati Radharani because the sweetness of her love, the sweetness and superiority of love are so great and so unfathomable that I submit myself totally to that. And therefore, whatever I have in my hand, I want to give to her. So all I have is this Brajabhumi. I have a few trees, and I have a few cows, and a few rivers, and mountains, and caves. Radharani, it's yours. So in the Padma Purana, it says that Krishna offered Radharani Vrindavan, said, you are the Ishwari. You are the queen of Vrindavan. And our Goswamis have mentioned several verses about the coronation of Radharani as queen of Vrindavan. And Jiva Goswami wrote an entire book called Madhav Mahotsav, where he glorifies the royal Abhishek of Radharani, where all the devis from the universe and all the living entities came to establish Radharani as the supreme Ishwari. So I'll end on this note that Krishna, he is the dancing doll in the hands of Radharani. And we always want to see Krishna like that. This is our mood in Gaudiya Sampradaya, that Radharani controls Krishna. She is superior. Krishna is not superior here. Anywhere else Krishna is superior, but here Radharani is superior. By her beauty she controls Krishna, by her quality she controls Krishna, and most of all by her sweet, completely selfless love she controls Krishna. So Prem Bhakti Chandrika Narottam Das Thakur, he explains that anyone, he says, I take the dust of the feet from anyone who accepts Radharani and the service of Radharani as his life and soul. And I say to that person, if you do this, if you take the dust of Radharani and the service of Radharani as your life and soul, then very easily you will attain Giridhari. And such a person who has taken the dust of Radharani and the service of Radharani in his heart, then I say to him, Sarvati, 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 bravo, bravo, excellent. And we see when Prabhupada arrived in New York, in 1965, which is 37 years ago, he wrote a prayer marking Bhagavad Dharma. And in there he said, Radharani Kushi, Ehavi Punyahavi. He said, if you want your life to be auspicious, if you want your life to be auspicious, fortunate, happy, successful, and prosperous, then I say something to you, brothers. And Prabhupada say, emphatically, with great emphasis and enthusiasm and emphasis, I say to you, O brothers, that you must make Radharani pleased. Your goal of life must be to please Srimati Radharani, then automatically Krishna will be pleased. Bhurijan told us about Parokshavad. Parokshavad means the indirect meaning. Indirect meaning, but oftentimes the real meaning or the inner meaning. Just like Prabhupada gave us the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And he said this mantra means, O Srimati Radharani, O energy of the Lord. But he said, O energy of the Lord, O Srimati Radharani, please engage me in the service of Krishna. So that's the one meaning. But the Parokshavad, the internal meaning, the intended meaning, the meaning for us is, O Srimati Radharani, please engage me in your service. Because I know that if you are pleased by my service, then Krishna will derive the greatest pleasure from that service rendered at your lotus feet. So this is the inner meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra. O Radharani, please engage me in your service. This is the goal of my life. Because then automatically Krishna will derive the greatest pleasure if you are satisfied with my little bit of service. Jai Jai Shira.